regarded as New York City's most infamous gangland murder. After moving to New York City, Rose opened an illegal casino called the Rosebud. It wasn't long before it became an underworld hangout, especially favored by the Eastman Gang headed by Selig Harry Lefkowitz, and its offshoot, the Lenox Avenue Gang led by Harry, Jip the Blood, Horowitz. Unfortunately for Baldy, NYPD Lieutenant Charles Becker and his gambling squad eventually raided the Rosebud. Becker used the opportunity to extort a weekly 25% protection levy from Baldy, amounting to a substantial $10,000 a month payout, a payment that Baldy Jack Rose chalked up to the cost of doing business in New York City. If that wasn't bad enough, Becker demanded Baldy collect payments from the other illegal gambling casinos he was shaking down. One of these casinos was run by Herman Rosenthal, a man less inclined to pay Becker what he demanded. Rosenthal went so far as to complain to District Attorney Charles S. Whitman, an odd thing to do for a man that ran an illegal gambling club, but nevertheless, that's what he did, in writing, signing an affidavit that was published in the New York World newspaper. A couple of days after Rosenthal's meeting with Whitman, Rosenthal was gunned down in front of the Hotel Metropole. The hit was messy, witnessed by numerous passers-by. Baldy figured it was only a matter of time before he would be caught, so instead he went to the police and admitted his involvement in hiring Selig's Lenox Avenue boys, as well as arranging for the getaway car on orders from NYPD Lieutenant Charles Becker. Jacob Seidenschner, Francisco Cirofici, Harry Horowitz, Lefty Louis Rosenberg, and Charles Becker were all arrested, convicted, and ultimately electrocuted at Sing Sing Correctional Facility based on the testimony of Baldy Jack Rose. Selig Harry Lefkowitz, a.k.a. Jack Selig, the Big Yid, leader of the Eastman Gang and the Lenox Avenue Boys, also cut a deal, but was gunned down on October 5, 1912, the day before he was supposed to testify in court. Baldy Jack Rose managed to escape gangland retribution and went on to earn $1,000 a week lecturing about the evils of gambling on vaudeville stages and in church basements. He even appeared in a few motion pictures. He retired to Connecticut, where he farmed for a while, eventually moving back to New York City, where he died October 4, 1947. Thus ends the tale of Baldy Jack Rose. Well, almost. This is a book about cocktails, after all, and so it is said that the Jack Rose cocktail is named after the infamous Baldy Jack Rose. Now, you may never have heard of the Jack Rose cocktail, as it has fallen out of favor in recent years, but there was a time when it was considered one of the six basic cocktails, as cited in David Embury's The Fine Art of Mixing Drinks, 1948. Like most cocktail names, the legend behind the name is disputed. Some say the Jack Rose is really named after the rose color provided by the applejack used in making the drink, but that's hardly as interesting as the tale of the alopecia-plagued gambler. And who's to say that both explanations aren't true? One final word on Baldy Jack Rose. There are those that suggest Charles Becker was innocent of involvement in the Rosenthal murder, and that he was set up by Rose and his associates, probably payback for Becker's extortion racket. The truth, as is often the case, is lost to history. The Jack Rose Cocktail. According to DrinkStraightUp.com, the Straight Up, pre-prohibition cocktails, and modern twists on classics, the Jack Rose is a light and fruity cocktail with a surprising tart edge held in check by the sweetness of the grenadine used. How to make a Jack Rose cocktail. Step 1. Pour 2 ounces of applejack into a shaker. Step 2. Add 3/4 of an ounce of lime juice. Step 3. Add 1/2 ounce of grenadine. Step 4. Add ice. Step 5. Shake well. Step 6. Strain into a chilled cocktail glass and serve. The Rosebud Cocktail. I can't say the Rosebud cocktail was named after Baldy Jack Rose. Maybe it's a reference to the movie Citizen Kane. But whatever the truth, it's a good excuse to start telling the story of the infamous criminal. This is the simplest version of the Rosebud that I came across. How to make a Rosebud cocktail.